pebbles, warm stone. The evening sun rested on the edge of the valley. It made the grass look golden, and the windows of the roost look warm. The helping cart stood beneath its little roof. The ropes were neatly coiled. Everything that needed doing today was done. Ivy sat beside Pebble on the path. Near her shoe lay a round, smooth stone. All afternoon the sun had shone on it. Ivy picked it up and held it between her palms. It was not hot. It was just a little warm, like a patch of sunshine that had decided to stay. "Look, Pebble," she said softly. "The stone remembers the day." Pebble lowered his orange head. He touched the stone with the smooth end of his nose. Then he made a very small, comfortable hum. Ivy smiled. There was no hurry to go anywhere. They sat for a little while. A leaf turned gently on its stem. A cloud moved so slowly that Ivy could hardly see it moving. Somewhere near the farm, a sheep settled into the grass. One quiet thing, and then another. The valley was getting ready to rest. "Shall we take our stone home?" Ivy asked. Pebble gave one slow nod. Ivy waited until he stood up. Then they followed the path together. Ivy carried the stone in both hands. Pebble walked beside her, with his feet making soft, steady steps. A step for Ivy, a step for Pebble, a little more path, and a little more home. At the gate, they stopped to look at the garden. The bean leaves hung still on their sticks. The watering can stood on its shelf, empty and ready for another day. Ivy did not need to fill it now. The garden had had its drink. The garden could rest. Fig was folding blankets by the open door. There was a small blanket for a small lap and a bigger blanket for a bigger friend. "A place for everyone," Fig said. Ivy showed him the stone. Fig held it for a moment, then gave it carefully back. "A little bit of the afternoon," he murmured. Ivy placed the stone on the windowsill, beside a tiny wooden cup. It could stay there until morning. She did not need to keep holding it for the warmth to have mattered. Outside, the last gold on the path was turning blue. Inside, the blankets were soft. Pebble turned once in his roomy bed. Slowly he tucked his feet underneath him. Ivy asked whether he would like his blanket. His eyes grew half closed, and he gave another little nod. She laid it gently across his back. Fig helped Ivy settle into her own cozy spot nearby. For a while, they watched the stone on the sill. It grew cooler, little by little. The day was leaving it gently. There would be more sunshine another time. Tonight, a cool stone could be a resting stone. Tonight, a busy friend could be a resting friend. Ivy's hands lay open on her blanket. Pebble's head rested on his paws. Nothing needed carrying. Nothing needed pulling. The path was quiet, and the cart was still. "Good night, little stone," Ivy whispered. "Good night, Pebble." A soft hum answered her. Then, even the hum was finished. The stone rested on the windowsill. The blankets rested over the friends. The roost rested in the gentle evening. All here. All home. Good night.